To try and stem national security leaks, the Director of National Intelligence has ordered some changes for intelligence workers. James Clapper has ordered a new question to be added to the lie detector test that employees take from time to time, and he's imposing new rules on contacts with the media. But how far can the intelligence agencies go in what they impose on employees, and will these changes affect daily work? For some answers to those questions, we turn to John Mahoney. He's a partner at the law firm Tully Rinke, and he chairs its Federal Labor and Employee Law Practice. Good morning, Mr. Mahoney.
Good morning, Emily and Tom. How are you?
Fine, thanks. So let's start with some background. When somebody becomes a member of the intelligence community, what sort of limits on speaking with the media or on leaking information are they agreeing to?
Well, they're agreeing not to disclose either deliberately or negligently classified or other protected information to unauthorized persons, which includes the media, frankly.
And is that a black or white thing, or are there shades of gray?
Well, it's pretty black and white, actually. If it's a classified document or classified information, then without the authority of their agency, an employment person employed by an intelligence agency is not allowed to disclose that information beyond the scope of their employment.
Now, there's a new test on the lie detector, a new question on the lie detector test. I guess they take them periodically. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true. They at least every 7 years.
All right. And so if there's a question about whether they leaked, how could that affect an employee? In other words, aren't they trained to kind of lie, not lie, but trained to pass lie detector tests? That's what I meant to say.
Well, anyone in the federal government, any employee of the federal government who's questioned about their conduct as a federal employee is obligated to tell the truth. If they fail to do so, then they're committing a felony and can spend some time in prison. Certainly, whether or not they're trained to pass polygraphs, if they're an intel agent, they have to tell the truth. So if they have deliberately or negligently disclosed classified information without the authority of their agencies, they can face criminal prosecution, frankly. So the issue is, you know, can you be required to self-incriminate if you are asked such a question and you have leaked? Certainly, people have Fifth Amendment rights to not self-incriminate. But even if the agency or the United States decides not to prosecute them for the leak of the classified information or even, frankly, the lie to the agency about it, the agency can take administrative disciplinary action up to and including removal for such misconduct.
So you're saying somebody could refuse to take the lie detector test and plead the Fifth, but they could, in fact, still lose their job?
That's right. Either based on the misconduct or because of security clearance, which is a condition of most federal employment, and certainly in the intelligence arena, if they lose their security clearance because they fail to cooperate with an investigation, then they can be placed on indefinite unpaid suspension until the agency actually effects their removal.
We're speaking with John Mahoney. He's chairman of the Federal Labor and Employment Law Practice at Tully Rinke. And just to further the point on lie detector tests, I mean, how valid are they considered? And it's the passage or the movement of the needle, is that the be-all and end-all in deciding what a person did?
It's not the be-all and end-all. It certainly is subject to questions in terms of whether it's a reliable scientific source of evidence. Certainly in the courts, polygraph examinations are challenged all the time. But they are an indispensable tool for intelligence gathering and certainly security clearance investigations. So an agency can choose to use a polygraph, and intelligence agencies do so regularly in terms of qualifying intelligence agents to work for their agencies. So, you know, the United States does rely on polygraph examinations all the time.
I want to ask you about something that has been raised by open government advocates recently since news of these national security leaks. Some complain that there is just far too much classified information and that there are different gradients of how classified something is. So is it possible then to, say, share something at a lower class, tell more information about it, and that's not a leak per se, unlike some of the, I guess, top secret things?
Well, you know, there's basically three levels of security with regard to information. There's confidential level, there's secret level, there's top secret, and there are even higher levels within the top secret range. But certainly it's the United States. It's a matter of national security, and it's the executive branch's responsibility to classify information as either confidential, secret, top secret, or publicly available. If the United States has classified it as top secret or secret, it's not for an individual employee to decide, well, you know, we don't really think it's classified and we think it's, you know, important that the media or others outside the agency find out about this and take it upon themselves to waive top secret classified information. You know, they don't have the authority to do that. If they do so, and we have seen recent cases in which people have sort of exercised their own judgment in terms of what is classified information, you know, those people can end up in prison for sure, and at a minimum, they can lose their federal employment. So it's definitely not something that federal employees or contractors should do without the authority of their agency.
And I think the WikiLeaks example is a good case of that. But if a federal employee believes that something that is classified really, you know, if they believe that it's wrong, either it's a mistake or whatever, and for whatever reason they want to blow the whistle, what is, do they have an avenue for doing that, for going to the media short that doesn't contain the risks involved in breaking a leak?
Well, certainly if an agency employee believes that documents are wrongly classified, there is a procedure within the executive branch to get review of that within the agency itself. You know, all federal, you know, the golden rule of federal employment is to obey now, grieve later. So if the agency considers some information to be top secret or otherwise classified, the employee is supposed to honor that decision. If they disagree with it, they're supposed to follow that requirement and then challenge it internally within the agency before they simply go out on their own and make a decision to leak it.
And I wanted to ask you about those new limits to follow up on that, to the limits on media contact. It's one thing to give a lie detector test, and if someone has leaked something and it shows up on the test, then you've got a legitimate problem on your hands, the agency and the employee. But if someone has had contact with media, that doesn't necessarily mean they would have leaked anything. So is this part of the rules that have been brought out by Mr. Clapper maybe kind of more of a show than the lie detector question?
Well, there's always the issue as to the First Amendment. Certainly, federal employees have First Amendment rights to free speech and to speak with the media, but they have to do so within the regulations and laws that apply to federal employment. If the matter that they want to speak to the media about is not classified and doesn't involve disclosure of you know, security-leveled methods and means of operations, let's say in a law enforcement agency, then an employee may seek permission from their employer to speak to the press about a matter of public interest under the First Amendment. Certainly, if they go out on their own and do so, they take the risk of perhaps going beyond the protection of the First Amendment and risking, you know, possible criminal charges and certainly possible administrative charges. So it's not something that a federal employee and certainly not an intelligence official should do lightly in terms of speaking to the press and taking on the persona of their federal agency without the authority of that agency.
A lot of times leaks aren't simply that a government official is giving every detail of a story to a reporter, but perhaps is merely confirming what a reporter already knows and saying, yes, that's what I've heard. Do you think these recent leaks and what's being talked about in Capitol Hill and Mr. Clapper and so forth are going to have a chilling effect on that type of communication?
Well, it's certainly a possibility. I mean, obviously, from your perspective as members of the media, under the First Amendment, your job is to tell the truth and make sure that our citizens are educated about the ongoing activities of their federal government. So you have an interest in finding out the truth. So if you ask a federal employee to confirm facts, if those facts are classified, the employee should state that this is a classified matter and it should be brought to the attention of the agency. If we're not dealing with classified information or information that's otherwise prohibited from disclosure under the Privacy Act, then, you know, federal employees may have a First Amendment right to speak about those issues, but, you know, they need to do so in a way that protects them from administrative misconduct charges by seeking permission of their agency to speak on these matters before they do so. That's the safest route. And certainly, if employees have a question about this, it's important to get competent legal advice from an attorney who understands the law in this area.
And just to summarize all of this, is it fair to say that people in the intelligence community are operating under stricter guidelines than other civilian employees?
They sure are. Absolutely. They can have a much higher level of security clearance, even above top secret, which limits their ability to speak publicly about the matters that they are aware of within the scope of their employment.
But it's also true that there are limits to what the agency can impose as behavior also.
Well, certainly that's true. You know, obviously they have to make sure that they're not treading upon constitutional rights in terms of the rules that they apply to their federal employees.
So as a result of these new regulations, do you expect more work for people like you?
Probably. And we certainly invite it. So we're certainly here to help federal employees and contractors as well as agencies sift through all of this to make sure that the law is enforced.